So here we are on a Wednesday. Absolutely love Wednesdays because it's our Woman Crush Wednesday. And every Wednesday we bring you women that are trailblazing in different industries and doing amazing things in different communities. And just by living their lives, they inspire others to continue living theirs. And today, I'm touched. She's in the studio, right? We met a few weeks ago at Liberty Midlands Mall out in PMB. By the way, you can watch us live in studio and see the elephants for yourself. They're not real elephants, guys, please. For those of you like, honey, get an elephant in the studio. There's no elephant in the studio. Please watch us Facebook Live. Hello, our Facebook family. You can go to East Coast Radio. We are live there. So yes, as I mentioned, we were out at Liberty Midlands Mall for an East Coast Radio activation ahead of our birthday. And here comes this lady, soft-spoken. Hello, Carol. My name is Julianne, and I've brought you an elephant. And there is this fluffy little elephant, and she gives it to me. And I look at it and I go, oh, this is absolutely cute. And she says, but there's more to the story of these elephants. I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and I make these elephants, and I give them to people for free just to spread a little bit of joy. And I said, Julie, I hope your number's inside here because I'm calling you. You are coming on the show, and your eyes just went boop, like I just came to drop an elephant. Please don't do this. And I was like, we need to hear your story all the way from PMB. Welcome, Julianne Ferreira.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for inviting me here today. It's a great honor to be with you. I just love your program.
Oh, thank you
so much for all the inspiration you give to all the ladies. And the men. We can't leave the men out of it.
I tell you, most of the people who talk about this particular feature is men. Men love Woman Crush Wednesday. They absolutely love it. So, Julie, let's give people the backstory. You're a two-time cancer survivor, and there was another health risk you had that you overcame. Can't remember if it was a heart attack or it was stroke.
A stroke. Yes,
and that's right. You are looking great.
I'm fine, and by the grace of God, and through the help, especially from family, it has been absolutely amazing. Amazing.
So this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's really apt that you are in studio to talk about your journey. For those who don't know, when did you first find out what type of cancer, what was it like overcoming the first bout of it, and then it coming back, or a different type of cancer, and what was that for you?
Yeah, the breast cancer especially, because 6 months before that, my daughter had had both, the youngest daughter had both her breasts operated on for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And the one morning in the shower found this lump, and it was, to me, it was just absolutely devastating.
Right.
And I called her, and she said to me, Mom, you know, we've got this. You're a warrior. We Danish descent. You're a Viking. So we've got this.
Yeah.
So straight away, we went to the doctor, and in a very short space of time, within weeks, the lump was removed. And that wasn't the amazing part. The amazing part was that on the 22nd of September, I went to see a psychologist. And she suggested that I go to a gym just to get some exercise to help with the depression, which was very bad at that stage.
Yeah.
And I went to this Aqua Body Works, and I met up with, they call themselves the Silver Mermaids. There's 22 old ladies like me.
Yeah.
And they were so supportive. They were absolutely wonderful. When I cried, they held me. When I laughed, they laughed with me. But they helped me through every step of it. And then the one day, one of the ladies said to me, we need to make elephants because Peter Maritzburg is celebrating its 185th birthday.
Yeah.
So I said to her, well, that's fine. Let's go ahead and do it. So I never make anything, just one of anything. I make in multiples of five. So I made them five elephants, and then it went to 10, and then it went to 30, and it ended up with 165.
Wow.
So since then, I've just been carrying on, and if you lay all the elephants head to foot, it's over 1 kilometer long. So I want to reach 2 kilometers by December, so that whatever I make after the cancer month is finished, all of those will be donated then to children, wherever.
Wow.
Or to the Cancer Association. But just the giving away, Carol, is so special.
It's so special
to me. It heals me.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know this, but Rory told me, he said, did you know that every elephant that she makes, she gives it a kiss, and she said, may it bring joy to every person that gets it.
Absolutely. And each one is special. And to cuddle them is... sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning, but I know that the person that's going to will be blessed as well too. And as I say, the way I have been absolutely flooded with blessings in the last 6 weeks, it's absolutely amazing. And every single person out there, I just want to say thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it helps me carry on, and whatever's in the past is in the past, and the healing is forward, and God is good.
Amen.
Every single lady that I come across, and smile, and be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
So, Julie, you survived cancer twice. Two-time survivor cancer. You also overcame a stroke. All of this in a span of how many years?
The stroke was 15 years ago.
Okay.
The cervical cancer was in 96.
Right.
And the breast cancer was in 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here you are.
But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. As long as my heart is bubbling like it is now,
yeah,
I will carry on paying forward. And that's all I ask the next person to. If you receive something, just pay it forward to someone else. Just let the chain carry on. Just let it go. Let it go.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to chat more with Julie next. If you want to ask a question, 0617929495. Julie's heart is filled with love. She's brought several elephants, already gifted half the building with her beautiful elephants. And I think now that you have an elephant, now that you know the story of the elephant, I'm sure it changes how you look at it.
I can't stop hugging my elephant. Yeah. I literally feel all the love that you've poured into it.
Yeah. Oh, thank
Bless
you so
you.
Much. Yeah. Thank you.
So we're going to chat more with Julie up next. I'm going to ask her for words of inspiration. This is a woman who's overcome so much and yet has a big heart of giving more and more. Giving elephants for free, just and Jay, because I want to give joy. And these elephants are cute, guys. They are so cute. So we chat more with Julia next.
Carol Ofori.
Who are we with this morning? If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. We are hanging out with Julianne Ferreira. I met her a couple of weeks ago at Liberty Midlands Mall out in Pietermaritzburg. She came through and she gave me this beautiful elephant. So those on Facebook, you can actually see the elephant. I got a grey one exactly like this. And she told me the story of how she survived cancer twice. It was cervical cancer as well as breast cancer, and also survived a stroke. And from all of that, she has been making these beautiful elephants and sharing them with joy and love for people absolutely free. And then I'm learning that you've made tons of beautiful dresses, wedding dresses, matric dance dresses. Because I was like, how is this lady making such perfect elephants from just like nowhere? But it turns out you've got a sewing background.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I've basically been sewing since I was 8 years old.
Eight?
Yes.
Oh, say what? You better start learning how to sew, little girl. Better get that girl in my house to start sewing. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah. And I did it as a subject in high school as well, too. Right up to my trick. So, yeah. And I've got a grandmother who was a seamstress in the Royal Danish household.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's come from there, really. It's just a love. It's just a passion. It's a joy to me. It's not work. It's not work at all. It's an absolute passion.
Wow. So from wedding dresses to beautiful elephants, you've been sewing. But you're also involved in your community, Julie, which is just so beautiful and phenomenal. Can we talk a little bit about the Keep Pietermaritzburg Clean Association?
Yes, Carol.
Yeah.
It's run by a wonderful lady, Laura Edmonds. And her aim is to get people more excited about keeping Pietermaritzburg clean and getting Pietermaritzburg back the beauty that it has, because it is. It's a lovely city. Mm. I've lived there since I was 5 years old.
Mm.
And it's a case of we need to generate funds and we need to generate excitement amongst people. So the same Ellie challenge has gone up again now this year. So we've got people excited about making Ellie's, whether you knit or crochet or sew, either way. That we can have these, and we get sponsors from various companies that are in Pietermaritzburg as well too, and then we give wreaths, like the same as the wreath that we've given out to East Coast we used to display, which shows our elephants, because Maritzburg obviously is the home of the elephants. So it's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Also, we talk about 63 brave bears made and donated to ALS Paramedics. Talk to us about that.
Yes. I'll be 63 on the 3rd of November.
Wow.
Every year.
Yay. Yeah.
every year I make something and I give away on my birthday. But this year we did it a little earlier because my granddaughter had an accident at her creche and ALS paramedic services helped. And I thought, well, they were so fantastic. They went way beyond the call of just transporting her to the hospital. Mm. So the idea was for her then to hand over these 63 bears to them. The bears have a little purple heart for bravery.
Aww.
And so that they can keep it in their ambulance units and give away to patients that they have. Just to bring some comfort to those children that are involved in the accidents.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Riding in an ambulance and there's your little Ellie or
your bear. You've got
your bear
to keep your comfort, yes.
Oh, you know, it's the small things that matter in life, hey?
That I realize so much. And as I say, every single item I make, it gets a hug and a kiss from me and a blessing, and it carries forward. And that's all I ask the next person to do, is to pay it forward.
Pay it forward. A lot of people are asking the same question. I'm going to ask it now. How do they buy elephants if they want to contribute to, you know, cancer and cancer research? Or they just want to buy these elephants to make someone in their life who's fighting cancer be happy?
Well, they can contact me on Facebook under Sew for Joy.
Sew for Joy,
yes.
Okay.
Or on my cell phone, they can WhatsApp me. Mm-hmm. It's 060-992-4069. And yes, I will get back to them as soon as possible. I woke up this morning with 63 messages.
Listen, I can tell you, you've got people in tears. I got a WhatsApp that's come through here. It says, Carol, I cannot call as I'm in tears. This beautiful lady is absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So with that, I ask you, we ask every single lady who comes here, just for words of encouragement and words of, you know, just to encourage people to keep going. Yeah. You kiss these beautiful illies and send them out with pure love from your heart, and you send them out to so many people. What do you say to somebody who's sitting listening now and they're just going through the worst time ever?
I have been there many, many times, and it does. It gets to be a very, very black hole. It's so important to find a support group, and that's what I found in the Silver Mermaids. Mm. As I say, the days when I was in tears, they were there to hug me and to help me, whatever I wanted, they were there for me. And the same with family as well, too. You need to talk. You need to talk, because keeping it to yourself, we don't know what goes in the next person's mind. And that's why I always say, and my grandmother always said, whatever you do, be kind. Be kind, because you never know what the next person is going through. And smile. When a person smiles, their face just, it changes their whole demeanor. And that's what I find. Make yourself feel good and take yourself first and listen to your body. Listen to your body. If you feel something is not right, attend to it as soon as you can. I know the fear factor is always there.
Yeah.
But be kind. Be kind to yourself first, and then you can be kind to everybody else.
Oh, I love this. Mary Ferreira. You know,
yes.
Mary? That's my beautiful mama.
Yes, that's
so
that's,
very proud of her.
That's my baby daughter.
No words today. I love you, Jules, she says.
That's my baby.
So we thank you for spreading so much joy and so much love. God bless you.
And I say thank you, Carol, for all the words that I say every Wednesday. It is such an inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ellie, yay. That's all I'm saying. Yay. Listen, you are phenomenal, Julie-Anne. Thank you for meeting me and coming through to Liberty Midlands Mall and making a moment of just telling me who you are and your story, because I love story. My job is storytelling. And if I meet people with stories as powerful and authentic as yours, I need KZN to hear your stories.
Yes.
So thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
We'll have you again soon with more Ellies when you've hit that 2 kilometer mark,
oh,
10
wonderful.
Kilometers. 100 kilometer, we're here with you, as
okay,
we say.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.